Hello, my friends, and welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get people to like you. And as weird as that probably sounds to you, because it sounded super weird to me, it is very important, because if you think about us as people, us as humans, our whole lives are made up interacting with other people, being around other people. And so it's probably a really good idea to learn how to interact, build relationships, create loyalty, and to help people like you. And when I say help people like you, I actually do mean that. Because have you ever gone through life in different phases of your life or in different times, or you've heard other people saying or complaining or whining, that person doesn't like me. The teacher, you know, says mean things to me. The doctor doesn't like me. Or my boss doesn't like me. And if you're hearing that from either yourself or other people, the thing that you have to do is not wait around for them to like you. It's likely a better idea to help them like you.
So we've put together a 6-part series to help you do just that. How do you get people to like you? How do you get your people to be drawn to you? How do you become a people magnet? And so over the next 6 days, we're going to cover some principles that can help make that happen for you if you put them into practice. And so our first one today is become genuinely interested in the other person. And so we're going to talk about that today.
So think about a dog. You know, a dog is running around the yard, and we had a dog there a couple years ago, and it was a crazy dog. But one of the things that it did well all the time is love on us. Love on us as a family, love on my kids. And I don't particularly like dogs, you know, all the time. They're kind of slobbery sometimes and licking your face when you don't want to lick your face. But if you think what a dog does for most dogs, outside of working dogs and things like that, even the working dog, their primary instinct, my belief is to love us. And I think we could learn a lot from that. I think that if you have a dog, you're coming home and you open up the front door or you drive up in your car, what is that dog doing? And I think as humans, if we could be more, exhibit some of the things that dogs do, as in loving other people without expecting anything in return.
That's the key, yeah.
Is the key. Yeah, it absolutely is the key. Without expecting anything in return, be genuinely in love. And when I say love, I'm not, you know, talking, referring to romantically. Just love that person for who they are, for who they can be, for what they do, what they've accomplished, and what they are accomplishing. And be kind, be nice. So generally, be interested in them. You know, if your dog is running to the dog, barking like crazy, jumping up on you, the dog is genuinely interested in seeing you home. Its tone, its the speed of its tail wagging, and all these crazy things. Think of yourself as, I guess, the dog would be the best kind of example towards other people.
Mm. The other great place to learn how people do this naturally is watching children. When kids meet other kids, they are instantly friends. And it's not because they go into the relationship talking about me and my family and my house and my this and my that. They're talking about the other kid. Hey, would you like to go play here? Would you like to come play with us? Do you want to join in on this game of tag or whatever they're doing at the time? Because they're just interested in that other person. And so, you know, if you look at kids and how quickly they make friends, as adults, we can make friends more quickly, say in a couple of months, by talking about them rather than talking about ourselves ad nauseum for 2 years. You know, we can force ourselves.
So true.
I know, you can force people to please be interested in me because I'm this and I'm that and I do this and I drive this and this is what I do for work and this is what's important to me. And it's almost that you're it's almost like you're desperate trying to push all this information about yourself on another person to get them to like you, when all you really have to do
be the dog.
Is be the dog. Ask questions about them. Ask them what they enjoy doing. Ask them where they're from. Ask them how they got interested in the field of work they're in. Just ask about them and be genuinely interested, and that person will start to like you. They'll walk away from the conversation saying, man, was that person ever great to talk with? And they sometimes don't even realize that all they did was talk about themselves, but whatever.
Yeah.
Let them do that. You want to learn about them, and you'll see those bonds start to form very quickly.
Being interested in people, other people, is important as well, because to be honest with you, people don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about, guess what? They care about themselves. They want to hear about themselves. And so if that's true, which I think most people would agree that people are interested in themselves, then it's deciding how do you interact with them. And it's one of the things is not story topping them. Like if they're telling a story, instead of story topping them with a better story, well, I went fishing and my fish was, you know, 10 inches long. It's like, wow, my fish was 15 inches long, and you should have seen the mountains I crossed to go get that fish. and the fire that I built to cook this fish, man, it was as big as a house. No one's interested in it, and it's really kind of a turnoff. And either you're personally being a story topper, and I think, you know, for some people, it's intentional, like this is what they do all the time, and it kind of turns into a habit. I've caught myself doing it at times, and I try to think through, you know, why did I do that? And I think, I believe I was maybe trying to gather attention. I was trying to win friends by being the story topper, when really what I needed to do is not be the story topper, but be the dog and be like, wag my tail. And it's like, what have you got to say? And start asking questions. How big was the fish? What fly did you catch it on? Did you use a certain bait? When you crossed that mountain, did you wear snowshoes? Did you wear bare feet? And ask questions and be thinking of others first. So, you know, don't be a story topper, because it turns people off.
It does. You know, the better thing to do is just be engaged in their story. And it's, you know, it's funny because I think my three favorite topics are me, myself, and I. I'm just kidding. But that is the natural tendency of people, is to be interested in themselves.
And I'm so interested in me.
Yeah.
Absolutely am.
Yeah, for sure. But not all the time when you're talking to other people. And so someone can be telling me a story, and let's say it's a topic I have got about this much interest in. I'm not interested in it. It's not something I've ever done. It's not something I know anything about. Whatever. That's irrelevant, because I can learn something from everybody. So whatever story they're telling me, I should really be on a fact-finding mission. Okay, well, this is kind of interesting. Fishing is interesting. I've never done it. I have, but let's just say I've never done it. Let me glean all I can from this person so that I can learn about it. And so the next time I'm talking to someone and they bring up the topic of fishing, I can actually engage in a conversation with them about fishing and know what questions to ask, and really just be interested in what they're interested in. And it gives like a common ground. And that always helps when you're trying to develop friends with people.
I think that's a good point that you made, is wanting to learn from them, or intentionally trying to learn from them. Like you use the word glean. And I think that when you have that mindset or that attitude of what can I learn from this person, it's you naturally default into being genuine and sincere about listening and learning from the other person. And it cuts out any reason to story talk. And I don't want to leave the story talk, you know, right away, because you have to be on your game when you're having conversation with people, especially if you're in sales or you're in management talking with employees, and you're maybe the employee or the employer, and you're having conversation. It's quite easy, if you're not intentionally switched on, to slip back into self-centeredness, not intentionally to be malicious, but it's just that internal need to be, you know, needed. And we got to keep thinking back to the dog and how the dog reacts when you come home from work. And so, you know, a person that doesn't give a rip about anyone else other than themselves, and they're on this planet to take advantage of everyone else, and everything is about them and not about anyone else, is is the person who's a narcissist, and I'm not going to get into that. It's a clinical disorder.
Yeah.
And so just Google it. You'll learn a lot about it. And but sometimes we have those traits of a narcissist that sometimes might creep in, and you can nip them right in the bud, because it can turn into a bit of a habit if you're not intentional about it. And I bet you, I challenge you to just think through a couple of times that you've been around people and what some of the things that you've been saying, or what some of the things that that you've been hearing. Because if it's all about you, and you're saying things to, you know, be sincere or be genuine or come across as genuine, the other person senses it out, you know, very quickly. Especially if you're in sales, they sense it because you're just there for you.
That's right. Years ago, I used to go to a lot of networking functions for business to grow my consulting company. And so I would go to these networking events, and somebody would come up to me, and they were trying to practice these habits of being interested in the other person. And so they would ask me a question, and I would start to answer it. And as soon as I answered it, their eyes would go over here, and they were looking over my shoulder to see the next person coming through the door. And if that person was more influential than I was, they would just leave the conversation as quickly as they could and go off. And so you can tell when someone asks a question and their eyes dart away and they're looking around the room, they're not being genuine. And you can feel that, you can see it, and it's not a very comfortable feeling. And so it doesn't make you, you know, inclined to like that person or go back to that person or use that person's services or strike up another conversation with that person the next time you see them at an event, because they know, you know, that they're just going to dash off to the next person that comes through the door, hand out a business card, and away they go.
Here's probably the mentality of that person is they likely, you know, there's a couple of scenarios, but they likely see you as, you know, this person isn't going to bring me value, but oh, that person might. They're dressed in a suit, and man, like, oh yeah, that person can bring me more value than this person. And it's hugely obvious. And it could be the other tactic as well. It's like, I've got 1,000 business cards, and that's, I'm going to get rid of these to every single person. And a better tactic or better strategy might be to, you know, do some research pre going to that networking meeting, and pre-write down some questions, because you've researched certain people that you know there's a probability that they're going to be there. And, you know, maybe search on their LinkedIn or search on their business page on Facebook or Instagram and learn a little bit about them, and then go ask questions about some of the things that they're doing. And you could even just say, hey, I was on Facebook the other day, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, find out a little bit about you before I talked to you, and I noticed that you're a golfer. How long have you been golfing? What sort of clubs do you use? Which courses do you like to go to? Have you played with any professionals? Do you watch it online? Are you a professional or a hobbyist? And so you could spend more time with three people versus dramatically less time with 30 people, and dilute the effectiveness of your ability to gather business, because people do business with people that they like. And what we're talking about here today is help people like you, and that is by being interested in them. And so, you know, whether that person, so, you know, talk to Catherine's point at networking, you know, it's whether, you know, you're talking to a CEO of a company or the caretaker of a company, you want to treat them both with equal sincerity and being genuine with them. Love them, be kind. They're both humans.
Exactly. Show them respect.
Show them respect, man, because trust me, you just do not know who that caretaker knows.
That's right. And you can learn something from everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what economic strata they're in. You can learn something from everybody. Absolutely.
I remember, you know, when you meeting, we've all met a lot of people in our time, whether it's in business or personally. And when you're intentionally dialed in to help people like you, you tend to listen more. And that's, you know, we've got two ears, one mouth. And so I've learned to listen better. I'm not perfect. I still, you know, fall apart at the seams sometimes and talk too much. but I've learned a lot about things that I normally wouldn't be interested in, like knitting or fishing or Formula One or the Indy 500 or, you know, mowing lawns and gardening, landscaping, you know, building brick walls. And how you learn about all these things, and it might, I don't think you could ever become an expert at it, but you'd gather enough information that you can really converse with someone in a great, genuine conversation on topics you know nothing about or very little about, if you just have the attitude, what Catherine was saying earlier, just gleaning and learning information about stuff that just doesn't matter. Because here's the point, stamp collecting matters to them. Mm-hmm. And so it's getting good at asking questions. And even if they're prepared questions, like if you're in sales and you're going in to meet someone, man, that, like, the internet is amazing and you can do so much research on people and not be, you know, I guess the stalker person, but learn information about them that you can use in the meeting that is going to help them like you. And so become a question person, ask questions, and not just to get the answer, but to ask more questions and learn more about a particular thing or about them. And so if you go in with the rule of, you know, you're going to talk 20% and listen 80%, then it's game on. And if you're in sales, you might not get the sale the first day, but by the fifth time you visit them and they like you because you've helped them like you, likely you're going to get the sale.
I remember when you got really good at this, because Phil was in sales of a sort, and I remember when he got really good at it, because he would come home from these meetings. He may not have made the sale. It may not have been the result that he was looking for, but I remember he would come home with a freshly baked apple pie, or he'd come home with a loaf of bread, or he'd come home with designer booties for the kids. Like, he would just come home with all this stuff that, you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
People would just give him. One time we even came home with a budgie, if you remember
like
that.
Like a bird.
We came home with a bird. So you just end up forming those relationships and having those bonds. And when people start to give you things in sales meetings, they might not give you their money, but they certainly give you the things that are important to them or that they're interested in, you know that you've made that connection.
People like people that like them. Mm-hmm. If you don't like them and you're just the hard and fast salesperson or the hard and fast, you know, networker guy, they see right through that. And the fact is, they like people that like them. They like people that admire them. And I'm not saying they, you know, to idolize people, but you could admire them. Like, if you did your research, you could admire them for their strengths, their courage, some of their awesome character traits, anything like that.
So the challenge today is reach out to someone that you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe it's someone in a business setting, or maybe it's a friend that you haven't talked to in a long time, or maybe it's just a neighbor that you used to live beside. But reach out to someone that you haven't chatted with in a little while. Ask them about themselves. See how they're doing. Just engage in a conversation about them. Don't get into I this and I that, but engage in a conversation about them. And eventually, the value of that relationship, if it doesn't come back to you right away, it will come back to you. And so invest in other people. Ask questions of other people, be genuinely interested, and that is the first principle on how to get people to like you.
Yeah, that's a good term, is investing in other people. And so just to quickly add on to what Catherine was saying, and you know, being more specific, write down three names of people that, you know, matter to you in your life, or clients of yours, or potential prospects of yours in your business. Write down those three names, talk to one of them right now, like pick up the phone in the next 5 to 10 minutes and call all three if you need to talk to one of them and get on their phone and do 20% of the talking, 80% of the listening with nothing expected in return other than just building and strengthening that relationship. Or maybe you're just starting that relationship. So I think that's a great takeaway for sure. And get on it. You've got 5 to 10 minutes to write down those three names, pick up the phone, And when you're on that phone with them, another way you can show that you're interested and genuine is your tone of voice. Absolutely matters when you're talking to them. Smile on the phone. If you need to stand up to get energized, do that. They can feel your energy and enthusiasm through the phone. Customer service matters. Tone of voice matters. Be kind. Be genuinely interested in other people. Have a wonderful day.
See you next time.